Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Welcome to the program. We're brought to you this hour by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. That's right, the folks that can tell you about 82,000 jobs in North Dakota, the folks that can tell you about $43 billion in economic impact. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Guests on the program today include Senator Rich Warner. He is the Republican leader in the state Senate. We're also going to chat with Kathy Nesset, owner of Nesset Consulting Services. She's a geologist, and I don't know if you've seen this story, but there is a lot of hyperbole, which I know is so rare from environmental activists, but claiming that fracking is responsible for earthquakes. And I've heard Kathy at the Bakken Information Sessions over the years do a fabulous job of just debunking that, and I thought it might be a good time for that. Plus, Nesset Consulting Services is up there in one of our favorite places on the planet, Tioga, North Dakota. And we'll find out how Tioga is faring and in this current, I'd call it economic turmoil, maybe. Economic turmoil, probably not the word, but just a sort of oil market turmoil right now and what's happening up there. So we'll talk about that with Kathy. Look forward to that. And, of course, Senator Warden will be here to talk about anything you'd like to chat about regarding what's happening in the North Dakota legislature. Max Schneider, his Democratic counterpart, was on recently. We had Al Carlson on earlier this week on the House side. We really tried to keep tabs with the leaders just to touch on a lot of different issues that are happening in the legislature. And so we look forward to chatting with Senator Rich Warner on the program today as well. Todd Mitchell is under the weather. The poor bugger has some back spasms, so he is down for the count today and not able to join us on the program. So here's an idea I have. I really like having a co-host here on the program. All right, it kind of keeps me in check. So I'm going to invite our fine listeners in this half hour and also in the first half hour of the next hour to audition to be that Todd Mitchell fill-in. You know, so if Todd the Radio God can't be here, we need somebody we can just call on a moment's notice. Now, here's how the audition process will work. All right? Whatever it is that is on your mind today, whether it is an "Are you kidding me?" contribution, whether it is opining on something in the headlines that has you concerned, whatever it is, give me your best minute on it, okay? And I will not interject anything. I'll just let you go. And you can agree, you can disagree with me. I'll even set the timer to say, okay, you know, you got a minute, just take it, go, okay? And so we'll try and keep it to a minute, so it's not longer than that, so we can get more of you in. And also, not interrupt you in that minute. That minute will be yours. Okay? Now, I hate rules, but I should give you this rule. If you do, you know, something that we deem inappropriate or you're getting into the area that would cause us some concern with the Federal Communications Commission or whatever and cause us to have to employ our 7-second delay, we would obviously need to cut you short of that minute, but we'll give you the full minute and audition. So here's your chance, folks. Now to do it, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So again, nice and slow for that number, especially for all you people who now are a little nervous that, oh my gosh, here's my chance. Probably didn't hear the number, didn't get a chance to write it down. Grab the pen. I'll give it to you one more time here, okay? You ready? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right. Looks like we have somebody that's weighing in already. They might not have known that they had a whole minute because they gave me their best 22 seconds. Let's see how they do, and then we'll go to your calls here. 800-228-0550. This came in just as we were starting the program. When you call that number, I'll just remind you, you have two options. You can give me your best minute just by pressing one, and we'll play it a little later, or press two, and we'll chat on the air. So either one, your option. One, you leave the message, you give me your best minute there. Two, you chat with me on the air. All right, let's roll this one.
Well, Scott, the quarter's lost yesterday, it seems like, over there in North Dakota. And one lady stood up and said, some of them probably be leaving the state on account of it. I was just wondering where I can donate to a bus company or whatever if they want to go to California where they're appreciated. Thank you.
All right. So that was 22 seconds. Now, I think I heard him at the beginning of that say the queers lost yesterday. The screener that listens to that heard quitters. The quitters lost yesterday. I don't know which it was. But I will say this, if it was queers, I wouldn't have aired it. And so for the following reason. You know, you can have an opinion different than some folks that in this case were advocating for a particular bill. That's fine. Right. And look, I do as well. But I don't succumb to name calling. Right? I think you lower us. You really lower your stature in making your point when you result to name calling. So, not going to make the cut in the co-host category there. Let's see how Bob and Grafton can do. Bob, are you up for the challenge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm starting the clock. You got a minute, my man.
Thank you. I want to bring up some information on the blood moons that I don't think a lot of people have kind of caught on to, Scott. You know, Damascus is in Old Testament Revelations, and it talks about overnight. There's going to come a point in time from evening till morning where Damascus will be no more. When you look at the conflict going on in Damascus right now, and the rise in the conflict in the Middle East, and now with this, I'd like to call it a covenant, nuclear covenant, with Iran, which is ancient Persia, between Israel's enemies. Now, these blood moons, these are so rare. Last April, the blood moon was on Passover, which was the 15th. Of April. Then they had one on Sukkot. Then we had a solar eclipse on the 20th of March, but it wasn't an ordinary solar eclipse. It was a supermoon solar eclipse smack dab on the equinox. And now this blood moon is on Passover this year, but it just so happens Passover is smack dab in the middle between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, or Easter. So you look at all these things. The blood moons, they're increasing in their relevancy, and so is the conflicts in the Middle East, and as well as the earthquakes going on. So I really believe that this is prophetic, and it's astounding. I heard a mathematician say that the odds of this just happening happenstance is you have a better chance of winning a lottery by just simply finding a lottery ticket on the ground and it being the winning ticket. So,
yeah, it's interesting. So you're just over a minute now, Bob, and that was a good little lesson, especially if folks haven't been following the whole situation with the blood moons. And I believe there's another one that's predicted, right? We have one more to go. Is that right? Getting some terrible feedback from Bob. I don't know what the deal is there, but I'm going to let you go, Bob, but I appreciate the call. I think there's yet another one to come. And when you talk about the statistical, you know, chances of this happening, you know, I think there's so many things that happen every day in our world that we can't even comprehend, right? And, you know, it's kind of fun once in a while to pull out of that, blinders on, you know, just doing what you do, you know, sort of the routine and marvel at some of the things like that happen. You know, that's what I tend to do rather than try and figure it out, right? Because I think you can get consumed with this means that, and it's never happened, so, you know, we're not supposed to comprehend all that. I don't believe we're equipped to. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stick my head in the sand either and not consider it significant. I do. I just don't pretend to have the capability to know what it all means. But I'm marveling at it, too. And by the way, there was a version of the blood moon this morning. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I gazed at it for a good 5 minutes on a cool, crisp, good Friday morning. And really wrestling the dogs around there a little bit. So appreciate that call very much. Okay, who else is up for the one-minute the one-minute co-host challenge today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One other thing I'll say about the previous caller is I don't think it's ever a good idea to say, you don't like it here, you can leave. You know what I mean? I you know, I get that, and I hear that once in a while, and I probably have uttered it myself from people who, you know, talk derogatory in a derogatory fashion about the United States of America. To say, but you know, I think the you're just not going to advance your argument again by saying you don't like it, leave. Follow me? Am I wrong? I just don't know. A better way, I think, can be found to making your case. And in this case, taking a victory lap. Michael in Jamestown. When we come back, next up on What's on Your Mind, Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader, bottom of this hour. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The council board of directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341, online snsmotorsinc.com, SNS Motors, Watford City.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Past the hour on a Friday edition, good Friday edition, heading into the holiday weekend. Somber day for sure on the Christian holiday, Christian calendar front, without question. But from that darkness on Friday comes a whole lot of joy on a Sunday. Hope your travels go wonderful this weekend as you're heading out on the Easter weekend. What's your favorite Easter fare? What do you have for Easter dinner? Are you ham? Are you turkey? Are you, you know, some sort of prime rib? Are you? We used to have pizza when I was growing up all the time, believe it or not, because we would we'd give up a pizza for Lent because we love pizza so much. Still do. I always say I've never met a pizza I didn't like. Unless you put some of that stuff on there that isn't supposed to be on there, like anchovies or something like that. It's, come on. Michael in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. You want a minute audition for the co-host slot here for when Todd is under the weather. Michael, is that what you're up to?
Not really. No, just I was here listening to the radio last night and this morning and various stations, and the blood moon thing just keeps coming up, and it's usually associated with you know, religious aspect of one thing or another. And I'm not an expert of the Bible, but I do know that blood moons aren't terribly rare. I've seen quite a few in my lifetime. I would imagine the blood moon was basically visible from our region, and I doubt that the folks back when the Bible was written, but, well, it was written in a different part of the world, not terribly visible from their end. There's always a conflict somewhere in that region. I hate to say it, but that really hasn't changed in the last couple of thousand years. So the chances that a blood moon might happen during a conflict over there in the Middle East somewhere, that's not terribly huge. And
okay, so we must have a different definition of blood moons then, because you say you've seen a bunch of them, and I'm reading stories where experts are saying how the lunar eclipses occur when the moon passes directly behind the Earth into
right.
its shadow, but the rare, they call it tetrad, of four alignments in close proximity is said by NASA to have happened just a handful of times in the last 2,000 years. So we must be talking about different things here.
I don't know. I mean, the blood moons that I've seen, basically, they were called lunar eclipses. I can't define the precise dates, but...
lunar eclipse is different than a blood moon, because I've seen lunar eclipses, and, you know, they usually make a big deal out of them, and I remember even as a kid, you go out where you couldn't look at them, and you
right.
have to put the cardboard there and all that. But I have to say, I don't ever recall looking up and seeing literally a blood-red moon like we've seen the last couple of times.
I find that really odd, because it just didn't seem that rare to me. I mean, it's basically just sunlight going through our atmosphere. You know, the reason it turns red is the same reason that sunrises are orangish red.
I'm far from some expert, Michael. You're not talking to anybody here that would. I'm just telling you what I'm reading. I mean, NASA calling it extremely rare in the last 2,000 years or whatever. And I just have to say, from my own experience, I know what you're talking about. A lunar eclipse, because I've seen those too, but I have not seen this, you know, I mean, I don't know what else to call it, but reddish, you know, what they define as a blood moon anywhere near as often.
Mm-hmm. And when I've seen them, you know, I was working graveyard shift for the last 15 years. It might have just been opportunity. But that being said, still, I just don't see any biblical precedence to this. I mean, it's going to be some religion's holiday somewhere, and there's going to be a conflict somewhere. So, you know, if the planets were aligned and there was a conflict and it was a biblical holiday in some religion or another,
here's my deal. I don't pretend to, you know, we're not going to know the hour of the day. So, you know, it's to me, when you start thinking this means that, boy, oh boy. You're putting yourself in a category that I don't know that is human. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's pretty pretentious to think that somebody would know God's will, I think.
Right. Yeah. You know, I hope to find it for myself. I hope my kids do, right? But, you know, to think, yep, I'm there. I've done it. I've got it. And I know what's coming. I'm with you. I just, you know, I don't begrudge anybody being concerned about the signs they're seeing either, but I just don't know that we're equipped to know whether they're right or wrong. Time will tell. There's that phrase. Michael, appreciate the call. Thank you for sharing your comments. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break. I think. Am I pushing the right buttons here? Yeah. I am, but they're not exactly cooperating with me here today, so I'm going to have to... Wow. That you're able to play it, right? Pause, play. bugaboo. That's okay. I'll try and get that figured out. Meanwhile, we're going to chat with James in Alexandria, Minnesota, on the next up here. Hello, James. Welcome to the program from Lakes Country, Minnesota. Thank you for listening.
Hi. Good morning, and bless everybody. Good Friday. I've actually done Bible scholar work on this. As far as history, Bible, that's my hobby. Some people golf. This is what I do. The first time that you had a blood-red moon on Passover, Sukkot, a full eclipse in between another blood-red moon on Passover and Sukkot. It's happened four times in the history of what we know of whether you think there's 6,000 years in the world or 100 million years in the world. The first time was in 1492. What was going on at that time was the Spanish Inquisition, and they had basically what was called the Edict. The Spanish Inquisition was that all the Jews were to leave Spain, leave their homes, leave their farms, leave everything, and get out. They had 14 days to do that. The Catholic Church did not do it in the name of God. They just okayed it and let it happen. It was not under any Roman Catholic Church. All those Jews gave their maps and their money to an Italian Jew by the name of Christopher Columbus and said, find us a place to live. Most Americans know the rest of that story. Then when Israel became a nation in 1948, it happened again the same way. Two blood red moons on Passover Sukkot. You have an eclipse in the middle of it and Passover and Sukkot again. Then when they had the Six-Day War in 67, it happened again. So as far as significance with this, it's documented. It's not like, oh, yeah, it has no significance of what's going on like the last caller has indicated. It's not supposed to happen for another 500 years.
And what's going on here is this is the fourth time, you're saying, where
yes.
There's each of those times there were 4 months, but, and this particular moon is the third of four in this go-around. Is that right?
Exactly. It will happen again. September 28th in the fall of this year.
How do we know it'll happen again? How do we know it's going to happen?
That's based on basically scientific conjecture, which happens between NASA and people like that. Sure. I'm more of a theologian and believe in prophecy, but a prophecy cannot be a prophecy unless it actually comes true. And if you look in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, Daniel 9, of all of the Bible's prophecy, Daniel 9 is almost like the complete history of the Jewish people.
All right, you gave us a little required reading for the weekend, James. Thanks. Got to take a break.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, just in relation to that one caller there about the blood moons not being very rare, I just want to say that there's a huge difference between a reddish-colored moon due to an eclipse or whatever than a blood moon. I mean, if anybody's seen the last two blood moons, they are strikingly different. The moon is literally dark blood red. Yeah, completely different than just a regular reddish moon. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Appreciate that call. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's one other call that came in earlier as well.
Morning, Chet. Alan Bismarck. I would be interested to know when the people make their comments, just a simple whether or not they've read the text of the bill or they're forming their opinion off of the statements in the media. I think that would be an interesting point. Have a good day.
Well, I assume the caller is talking about some earlier comments regarding Senate Bill 2279, the bill that would have added sexual orientation into the categories of what defines discrimination in North Dakota that failed yesterday in the House. One guy who I know has read the bill is our next guest, Senator Rich Warner, the Senate Majority Leader, joins us for an update on the legislative session. Senator, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm real good today.
Appreciate you joining us today on the program, and looking forward to catching up on a couple of things. Specifically on Senate Bill 2279, I mean, is that a fair definition of, I know it's been defined a lot of different ways by a lot of different groups on what it would do and what it doesn't do, and what was your take on it?
Well, it was what it was. I mean, it's an expansion of the law and giving people more rights. That's what it was all about, especially people in a certain class. They were given a little more protection, and I don't know how else to sum it up. That's what it did.
I have made the comment that if, in fact, this was the problem that it has been described to be, I mean, there were accusations that there was just widespread discrimination based on sexual orientation in North Dakota, that North Dakotans wouldn't stand for that. That, in fact, people would say this needs to be fixed. I don't believe that the proponents of this legislation made that case. There was a lot of hypotheticals that, this could happen or this would happen or different anecdotes and scenarios, but not, here is examples of people that have been wronged based solely on their sexual orientation. Do you agree with me that the problem is not as prevalent as the proponents say?
Well, I would agree with you. I don't see it. I'm not everywhere. I do know that we do have laws in this state. You just can't go out and kick somebody out of a rental just because of that. But we have the Labor Department here that monitors all that and will go to bat for those people. Also, firing someone, unless you have cause, and that is not one of the causes, they're protected. And so we're all protected. I'd like to think that we're all given the rights that we need in order to live in this state and be happy. And so I don't see the abuses that were brought forward, but they could be. I just don't see them.
You obviously have a lot on your plate, as does the leaders on the House side, and there's a lot going on and a limited time to do it. Does this issue, it's come up now three times in a row and passed the Senate this time before it went over to the House to a defeat, does it consume more attention and more time than is commensurate with the problem in your view?
Well, it probably does, but the thing is that we need to remember we're here for the people. The legislature is the people's branch of government, so I don't really have a problem with that. We have certain bills that take more time than others, and we have good discussion and good debate, and that's what we want. We're not trying to, cover up anything. We want the debate to be out in the open. And so very seldom will we ever stop debate on something unless they're going over the same thing again and again. It very seldom happens. Now, there's no question. That was about a 2-hour and 15-minute debate over in the House. That's what's good about the process. People get to say how they feel. You know, that's part of it, too.
Senator Rich Wardner is with us, a Republican from Dickinson, the Senate Majority Leader. If you have a question or comment for him, give us a ring at 800-228-0550. We chatted with Al Carlson earlier this week. We chatted with Max Schneider, the Democratic leader, your counterpart in the Senate recently. It seems like everybody's in agreement that 5 days ought to be kept for whatever might come, and that you're going to be, in other words, instead of using the full 80 days constitutionally allotted for the legislative work, you'd do it probably in about 75. is that your thought as well, and do you expect to be done here in about 3 weeks?
It is, and we're working really hard at it right now. We're already started our conference committees, Scott, and so they're going, and once they get going, that means that we're getting close to the end. I know we, I kind of tabulate up the bills that we will have to still process through the floor of the Senate, and it's still quite a few because they go to conference committee. You know, we pass them. They're not, they do not concur. So then they go to conference committee and then they come back up on the floor of the Senate again. So we have some bills that end up being heard 2 or 3 times on the Senate floor. And so we figure we're around 300 bills to process in the next 15 days. So we're going to stay focused. And the key, Scott, will be the conference committees coming to agreements on those issues that are different between the House and the Senate. If they come together, the floor work will get done.
Is there a signature piece of legislation, a signature issue that you're most proud of so far this session?
Well, yeah, there is. The surge funding is one that I'm really pleased with. I think it was good for the whole state. We have another one, which is a companion to that, that's still in the queue, and that is the formula bill. But I would like to point out that that also has money for counties in non-oil counties also, just like the first one did. Plus, it addresses the amount of money that goes out over the next biennium through a formula to the oil and gas counties. So that's a pretty important bill to us, too. And so if that one's passed, I'll tell you, those will be two major pieces of legislation for Western North Dakota. But also, they affect eastern North Dakota, because some of those counties are getting some money that they hadn't planned on that's going to help them with some of their roads that they were wondering where they were going to get the money from. And where they would have gotten it, they'd had to go right to the taxpayer. Those two bills, the surge and the formula bill, are property tax relief taking care of infrastructure in North Dakota.
Joe, traveling today, listening to us on What's On Your Mind. You're next with Senator Rich Wardner. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I think the House got it right on, you know, voting down that discrimination bill. There's enough protections out there now. I've run major employers in North Dakota, and there's plenty of protection for employees. That was kind of an overreach. And I was also a little dismayed with the way the Fargo Forum has tried to push their will on that subject, putting, the representatives on the front page of the paper trying to push the passage of this particular bill. I think they kind of overstepped their ground today.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that, Senator Wardner, but the state's largest newspaper decided to put the pictures of all of the individuals that voted against this on the front page of the paper today. As sort of a we're keeping score kind of a, it's a very unusual front page, but what's your reaction to that?
Well, I did see it. Someone brought it right in this morning, and not only the House members, but in the inside, the Senate members. I did vote against the bill when it was in the Senate. It did pass. However, I agree with the previous caller that said there's lots of protections in, and, you know, I don't have a problem with my vote. I'll tell you what, I'll go to battle for anybody if they're being discriminated against, I think there's a lot of North Dakotans that feel that way.
Yeah, I would also add, Joe, I noticed Josh Boshi, who was a Fargo legislator, House member, first openly gay elected member of the House, was obviously pressing for this pretty hard yesterday. He posted a picture of the front page, like, here we go, and also had posted something yesterday saying, who's ready to change some seats? So I think there's a certain element of this thing that for Democrats, for the proponents of it, it's a political tool, right? It's more about the politics than it is fixing a problem.
Yeah, if I might add to that, I mean, it's pretty sad that they keep beating the same drum. I mean, it's on one issue because they really don't have a platform and they don't have anything in this state or federally to run on, so they keep bringing up this particular issue. I think there's a fine line between being accepting, which I think most North Dakotans are, which I believe I am, and most other people are, and trying to sway other people to have to change their beliefs. I think they've gone too far, but they keep pushing this subject because they have no other subject to push.
Appreciate the call, Joe. Thank you very much. Senator, about a minute before our break, and we'll continue on the other side here. You mentioned the formula bill. That's obviously changed considerably from what you first proposed, given the reduction in the income that is coming to the state in the new forecast. But the needs haven't changed. So, what is it putting the needs on hold, or what do you do with the difference?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to leave the bill the way it came out of the House. It was 30-70. As you know, currently under this biennium, it was 25-75. We proposed 60 to the locals, 40 to the state. Well, revenues are way down, and it makes a difference in some of our general fund revenues that we need. So we're okay with the 30-70, but here's what we're going to do. But if we have some good times and the SIF, the Strategic Infrastructure Investment Fund, fills up, Scott, then we're going to ask for 30% of that. So if things go good, we and the state both benefit. If they don't, we just don't get it. Yes, you are absolutely right. The needs are still there.
Sure. Makes sense. All right, quick break. Come back with more. Senator Rich Wardner, our guest today, Senate Majority Leader. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
USA.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before the top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Senator Rich Wardner with us, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. I hope today's the day you take the time to say, okay, I've heard this guy talk about these pillows, I just got to get one. At least go to the website and explore this a little bit, MyPillow.com, because you'll find some amazing stories there. This company's really neat. It's a Minnesota company. This guy started out going to fairs, including the state fair in Minot, over the years, and found out a lot of folks. He sold all kinds of things at fairs, and really more and more people said, make a good pillow. I can't get a good pillow. So he did. And now the company's 10 years old and, of course, has the National Sleep Foundation designation as the official pillow. And you see him everywhere on television. You hear about him here, and our listeners love these pillows. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you get a two-for-one deal. So it's a great deal. Or just call 800-506-9028. They set that number up just for our listeners. So when you call, use that number, 800-506-9028, and get a better night's sleep. It comes with a 10-year warranty on the pillow. It won't go flat. It stays cool. You're not going to toss and turn. And the 60-night money-back guarantee, 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back with Senator Rich Wardner, our guest, and some calls waiting for you, Senator. Let's go back to those. Rick and Bismarck, go ahead for Senator Wardner.
Yes, good morning. But I was just curious as to why the House had to pass emergency legislation to basically exclude Sanford from getting the contract for the public health insurance or the public employees' health insurance. You know, there was a big savings there, and now with this legislation, it's going to end up costing a whole lot more money. I just can't comprehend that. I just wondered if you had any insight into that.
Well, thank you for the question. Here's what happened. They feel, there are several that feel that the coverage is not the same from what we have now, what Blue Cross Blue Shield, and going forward with Sanford. Now, Sanford has again and again said it is the same, and that's where we're at. They passed it out of the House. We have it in the Senate. I just want you to know that we're going through it very carefully to get the facts so that we can make a good decision when we vote on that on the Senate floor. But you're right. It did cost us less as a state for the coverage, but the big concern is that the coverage is not the same as it is now. That's what the issue is.
Yeah, and the way that legislation was wrote up, Blue Cross can't even meet all the requirements in there. So, I don't know. It seems to me that somebody in Blue Cross is pulling some strings or something. But anyway, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
He's right, Scott. He's right that the way the bill is set up, Blue Cross Blue Shield would have probably had to bid more than they did. So, but anyway, I'm keeping an open mind, and we're working on it, and we're going to be doing some heavy lifting, digging into this thing next week.
And we had Al Carlson on earlier this week. As I recall, he made some comments about some things that fiscal impact of the state that weren't exactly as they were first represented as well, that there was more cost to the state as a result of this. Is that part of what you're digging into?
Right. And what he's saying, and I don't want to put words in Representative Carlson's mouth, but what he's saying is that if the coverage were what it's supposed to be, they don't think it's as good as the one that we have now, it should cost more, and it will cost more, is what they're saying. So.
Yeah, all right.
We're looking into that.
Well, there's a state role here, without question, because we're talking about the tab that we as taxpayers play. So it's worth the scrutiny to get it right. Lila and Tioga, you're next for Senator Wardner.
Yes, they were talking about the roads in the eastern part of the state, and in the western part here, we've got so much traffic. I'm off 40, about a quarter of a mile off Highway County Road 12. And it's like driving on railroad tracks. It's really bad. And it's because of the truck traffic. They've got to slow down to get on 40 or dig in to start up when they come off of 40. So we need better roads here in the oil country. That's my comment.
Well, my only comment is that we did pass the surge out. And so Williams County, Montreal will get a lot of money to work on those roads. Plus, we've increased the formula. That should help. And then we're hoping to get part of the CIF fund also going back to those counties. So we're working hard to make sure they get the resources they need to get these roads up to standard.
Thanks, Lila. Appreciate the call. Gene Bismarck, real quick for Senator Wardner. We have less than a minute left, so give me a quick question.
Scott.
Yes.
Jamie, not Gene.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we had it wrong. Just a real quick question,
okay.
Jamie.
You bet. Well, it's a comment more than anything. And he said this for Senator in Fargo, said you're ready to flip some seats. You know, I told you before, this is more, to my mind, about a political ploy by the Democrats to get people all upset and get out and vote and try and get Republicans out than it was ever about gay rights. You know, everybody calls you a bigot for being against this. Well, not everybody, but the gay agenda pimps call you a bigot because you're against this. Well, you know what? most homosexuals are liberals, and I don't like liberals, so it's not that I'm against gays. I'm against your beliefs as a liberal. So get over this calling everybody a bigot garbage.
All right, Jamie, appreciate the call. Senator, thanks for the time today. I know it's a busy time. I look forward to catching up with you a bunch more over the next couple of weeks here as we wrap up. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Senator Rich Wardner, Majority Leader in the Senate. Your calls as we continue next hour.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans, and they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off. When you call 800-506-9028, that's 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.